What a joy it is to be in the house of God this morning. Judy pulled her back or got it out of whack or something. She went to the doctor Thursday and to get the results of her
MRI.
And they have found that she does have some discs that are out of whack, but she's also got some arthritis in her back. So she pulled it yesterday? I don't know. Anyhow, she pulled it, and she's not here today, but she's doing good. She sends her love. Just want to say we had yesterday, for the first time in a while, an in-person church council meeting with the primary purpose of setting the budget and setting some visions for next year. Didn't have a lot of attendance, but we had people are starting to think now that whatever normal is, we need to start doing some things that the church needs to do. I had a phone call a while ago from a lady that wanted to know if we paid her electric bill. Have we paid anybody's electric bill lately? Okay, well, what she said is she didn't know who, although she knew it was a United Methodist church, because that's what the lady at the power company told her, but she couldn't tell her which church. So she's calling all the United Methodist churches.
Church would help her?
Yeah, she's grateful. You know, a lot of times, that's not usually the case. Oh, thank you for paying my electric bill. Off you. But she was grateful. So I just wanted to make sure. I didn't think we did, but God made the arrangements through the United Methodist Church. Tina and I went to a meeting Thursday to talk about some of the upcoming things for General Conference. So there's not much on the news about it anymore, which is a good thing. So we don't really have too much to tell you other than General Conference is in August, September, I think. And they're going to make some decisions about where the church needs to go. So, but up until that time, we have time and we don't need to worry about it right now. But just keep the denomination in prayer. No announcements. Did anybody get bored on this day?
Oh, yeah, we're doing the Bethel Women of Faith February the 12th, which is a Saturday.
You'll enjoy that, Joey, and I hope you can find time to come to it. They haven't done, since the COVID, I guess.
Right, 9 o'clock at the Parsonage.
In the Parsonage, and it's a women's faith.
You don't need to bring anything, just come and we'll get caught up, and then we'll pass out whatever we need if we don't have what we need for Bible study. Please come.
It is really, really good. One good thing about United Methodist pastors, whether you're a woman or whether you're a man, you're part of the women's group if you're a man, and if you're a woman, you're part of the men's group.
Not in this one.
I heard that yesterday, but I'm clear about it.
It's a private club, right? Not in this one.
Phil, we need to put that in the resolution for General Conference. The men aren't invited.
Whatever happens in Vegas, stays in
Vegas. I love it.
I heard you.
Well, anyhow, you know.
Y'all can have yours, but you're not going to
have ours. That was pretty cool. Thank you.
They can send money. That's right.
Oh, great.